Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and for those of you that are on the East Coast, just know that our thoughts and prayers are very much with you, because we know that you have got that horrific storm, Hurricane Irene, that's coming in. But somehow or another, we'll get through it all. And out here on the West Coast, the sun is shining. It's in the 70s. It's absolutely gorgeous. We finally have gotten some summer. Speaking of summer, speaking of beautiful weather, usually it's easier to keep yourself in shape when the weather's nice. You just cannot seem to want to stay inside. You want to get out. You want to move. You've got gardening to do. You've got all kinds of things that you want to be active in. It's a great time. But hey, fall is just around the corner. And how would you like to be fit and fabulous, which I know you are anyway, but have fun at the same time, getting yourself into that feeling of really feeling good about how you are physically? Well, we've got a guest today, Dr. Kathleen A. Hartford, who is going to share with us some of her concepts and ideas so that you can actually enjoy your life, feel fit as a fiddle, and, of course, fabulous. Hi, Dr. Hartford. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing wonderfully. Now, you are in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and Pittsburgh is the area that your home office is located in. And you are the president and founder of the Health Pyramid Longevity and Vitality Center.
Correct.
And I thought, well, what an interesting name to give to a business of wellness. Excuse me. But you deal with five aspects of health.
Yes,
and I think this is wonderful. You deal with the emotional, neurological, biochemical, bioenergetic, and spiritual. Why
Absolutely.
Is it that you felt you really wanted to go into this arena of work? I think it's timely. I think it's right in the right time, in the right environment of shift, because people are saying we've got to take better care of ourselves. Look at the health care bills. Holy Moses, $10,000 a day for a hospital, and that doesn't even include surgery. All of these things. Why is it that this was so important to you?
Well, you know, there are sort of two parts of that question for me. The first part is I've been practicing for 25 years, and I was a traditional chiropractor and just believed that the power that made the body healed the body, and my job was to make sure that all the neurological power was available for healing for that person. And then my husband at the time was in a plane crash, and he had a very serious head injury, and I realized that he needed so much more than that, and that modern medicine just, they had the answer to save his life, and I truly appreciate that, but they did not have the answer to have him reach his new genetic potential. So that's where I realized I have to look at everything. And in that walk, which was many years, in that walk I realized that we had all these aspects that we really had to deal with. And, you know, the most important, I think, is that spiritual base. You know, we're spiritual beings having this human experience. And when we do have trust in a power greater than ourselves, then I think we can look for what that power is trying to share with us, how that power is trying to be expressed. And then, of course, with such a traumatic event such as a plane crash, there had to be a huge emotional piece there that we were going to eventually have to work on. Biochemically, we had to heal the brain. We had to make sure that we had all the nutrients to do that. You know, neurologically, chiropractic was very important. He broke several, you know, actually spinal bones on the, you know, impact of the crash. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the bioenergetic is really the Chinese medicine aspect, and that's making sure that all the energies of the body, but especially the meridian system, are well balanced and communicating amongst themselves.
With your book, Fit, Fun, and Fabulous, you also have a cookbook, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But you really break down some things, and exercise is something you recommend. But before we get into that, you have a section on vitamins and supplements.
Correct.
Now, this is very interesting to me, because when anybody walks into a health food store, even into their grocery store, and they see supplements, there's a gazillion brands, all kinds of bottles, you as a layperson are going to say, what in the heck am I going to look for? I guess they're all alike. They're not.
Correct.
You say look for a GMP certification. What is that?
It's good manufacturing practices. So in other words, that producer has invited a third party in to inspect the facility to A, make sure it's clean, B, make sure that, you know, all of the products are clarified and purified, like our fish oils, which are so vitally important for people. You know, many of the fish oils, the inexpensive brands, have a lot of mercury in them because our oceans are filled with mercury, and so our fish are filled with mercury. So we want to make sure that the purity is in line. And most importantly, and a lot of people don't know this, but just because it's on the label does not mean it's in the bottle, because there is no third-party oversight. And I'm not asking the FDA to get involved, but the GMP processing, where you ask them to come in and please verify that what I'm saying is in fact correct, and the person picking up this bottle knows that's exactly what they're getting. That's what GMP allows for.
And when you go into a health food store, they should know what that means. So if somebody listening to the show says, I want to know, how do we know about the GMP, they will know how to respond.
Well, yes, and you can ask somebody at the health food store. You can look right on the label. It will be prominently positioned for you to see, because they pay more, and that's why your better supplements cost a little bit more. Number one, they're going to use higher quality because they are going to have a third party come in and inspect them. So when you're looking at two-for-one deals and things like that with supplements, just like you wouldn't really want that in medicines, you know, you got to be aware. You want the highest quality. So, you know, always look for that GMP labeling will help you tremendously to determine that. Or use physician-only supplements. You know, doctors like myself can get supplements that lay people can't get through basic vitamin shops or vitamin stores. So that's another great way that if you have an integrated wellness practitioner, to ask them, you know, gee, I see you have some supplements here. Can you tell me what your approach is?
Very good. Now, one of the comments that you have in your book, and I really agree with this, is many of the problems with our nation's healthcare system are the consequence of giving others power over us.
Correct.
That is so real.
Correct.
It has surprised me through the years how many clients that I have interacted with that just don't really want to take the time to investigate things. They have been so indoctrinated that there is a pill, a magic wand out there in the middle of la-la land that's just going to absolutely fix them. It doesn't work that way. The human body's a living machine, and it needs to be tended to, and you need to be alert and aware, and you do need to ask questions and find out about people who are going to be knowledgeable, but we really have to educate ourselves. What do you say to people that come in to see you about the personal responsibility for their health?
Well, personal responsibility is a huge piece in my office. We don't play victimhood here. And unfortunately, I think much of our society, you know, is based in victimhood. You know, the old woe is me, this happened to me. And truthfully, Donna, most of the diseases that are being treated, I would say over 90% of the diseases that are pushing up our healthcare costs are preventable. And that's what amazed me when I started to look at this accelerated aging process, that the accelerated aging process is contributing to type 2 diabetes. They're saying a third of the children born in the year 2000 will become, not might, not could, will become type 2 diabetic. Well, with diabetes, you lose your vision, you can lose limbs, you're on kidney dialysis. It's an enormously expensive disease. We also have heart disease, which is preventable. Over 80% of our lifestyles or cancers are related to lifestyle, therefore preventable. So my thing is, you know, let's stop being victims here. Let's look and say, in what areas do I need to be empowered? And information is power. And that's why I wrote the book. I mean, I've been taking care of people, as I said, for 25 years in an integrated way for 17 years. And, you know, when they come in, I say, you know, do you want to be fully responsible for your life? Because I'm going to spend, you know, 15, 20 minutes with you. But it's what you're going to do in that other 23 and three-quarters hours that's going to determine the outcome of your life. Now, most people come to me already teed up. They've already done the whole medical route. They tried various things. They come to me saying, like, I need to get well. And so we're starting in a good place. But that's what I say to them. I mean, you can be a victim or you can take control of your life and the life of your children. We teach our children how to be by our actions. So, you know, it's very, and that's one of the things, and I think when you and I once met, you know, I said, this is so important, especially, I'm going to say, for women, because the majority of healthcare decisions are made by women for their families, for themselves, if they're married, for their spouses. So we really have to educate women on how to be powerful in the healthcare decisions of their children.
You have in here a story about one of your clients. Her name was Elaine.
Yeah.
She had become diabetic. I was just talking with someone this morning about their granddaughter who had become diabetic, and they were in an event, and she meets a six-year-old child that's been labeled a diabetic. And I'm listening to this, and I'm saying to myself, what's going on here? This should not be happening. What is occurring? And I know what it is because I was around the grandchild. I saw the soda pop in the hand. I saw all kinds of patterns. And grandma was supporting some of this because she doesn't want to upset daughter or other family members. So when she comes over, grandma just goes along with whatever the grandchild wants. And I look at this and I listen to these conversations and I say to myself, this should not be the case. Now, Elaine, now this is a mature woman.
Mm-hmm.
She had become diabetic, and she was gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight. She lost, you said, 40 pounds of fat in 14 weeks. Now, most people
right.
would hear that, suck it in, and go, okay, give me the diet. What did it? What did she do? How did she do it? What was the
yeah.
pill? What did it? And that's not the case. What did you do with Elaine? What caused the shift with her?
With Elaine, again, and she had pretty much come in teed up. She was just exhausted, and she had gained weight and lost weight so many times. Now, and I'd be curious to know the grandchild that you're talking about, if it's type 1 or type 2 diabetes, because I need to distinguish the two there. One happens usually when a child is young, and at the same time, we're finding that our children are becoming type 2 diabetic. And I'm sure you remember this, Donna. Remember when it was called adult onset diabetes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not called that anymore because our children are now getting type 2 diabetes, and it is lifestyle related. But with Elaine, we basically did several things with her. Number one, part of her problem was environmental toxins, and we talk about organochlorides in her story. But she also had, you know, been trying to utilize the proper diet. Well, we had to do some Chinese medicine to pull out some environmental toxins from her body. Once we did that and then she started following a healthy diet, the weight just started to melt off. Remember that we store our environmental toxins in our fat. So once we no longer have the necessity to wall it away from our organs in the body, we'll be more apt to let go of the fat. So with Elaine, she was a unique case. We had to do two things there. We had to go after the environmental toxins stored in the fat. We had to make sure that as these toxins were released, we utilized the medical food and high-level antioxidants to pull those toxins in out of the system so they wouldn't injure her organs. And then we kept her on a nice, healthy lifestyle and an anti-inflammatory lifestyle so that she would be able to drop the pounds. And she just did so beautifully.
You have in your book a statement that was made on Fox News on April 20th, 2009, and I know that this is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
271 million pounds, that's the correct number, 271 million pounds, if not more, of pharmaceuticals have been released into our nation's waterways, and what's more, exposure to growth hormones in beef could be putting Americans at risk for infertility.
Right.
We are finally coming around to understand that what we thought was beneficial in what we fed our animals in antibiotics and other things, we
yeah.
did not have a clue for a long time that this is something that when you put it in, it's going to be there for a long time.
Yes.
We have seen the results of antibiotics in humans.
Yes.
And how immune systems are compromised severely.
Yes.
So now the word's getting out, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other. So we have created... Human beings have created this mess. Germany was the first country that noticed the pharmaceuticals in the water, long before
yes.
the United States did. And now that we are becoming aware of it, the challenge is how do you get them out of the water? Because the filtration systems are not set up for that at this point.
Correct.
There is so much that goes on that we ingest, that we absorb. And very few people even imagine that someone excreting the pharmaceuticals
yes.
to the urine, etc., that's going out. That's affecting everything.
Right.
And
right.
there's billions of us doing this.
Oh, yeah, especially, you know, our reproductive hormones, where a woman will take birth control pills and then she urinates that out and it ends up in the water and then a man drinks it. And I know right. that sounds just bizarre and gross, but it is in fact the case. And you know, it's not just, and it's so interesting that you brought this topic up, because the reproductive hormones and or the xenoestrogens, the man-made estrogen mimickers, are creating havoc in our bodies. And so what we really have to do is, number one, as you say, have awareness, which shows like yours provide. Thank you so much. And then number two, find out ways to move this out of our system. You know, we use several different products to balance the hormones. Of course, our antioxidants do help in the case of the free radicals that are created from this, making sure that you have a high-quality water purification system. Also very, very important. We can't change everything about the environment, Donna, and that's where, you know, I feel so badly, because I used to give a lot of environmental talks, and halfway through the talk, I'd see everybody's face just dropping because they're thinking, it's hopeless, you know. But at the second half of the talk, then we explain to them that this is how you manage these environmental hazards that we are, as you say, ingesting, inhaling, and drinking every single day. And that's another part that is so important with supplements, with targeted nutrients, to occasionally do a metabolic cleansing. And I'm not talking about a colon cleanse. I'm talking about a metabolic cleansing that addresses the liver, that addresses the kidneys, that addresses the colon, and pulls these pollutants out of our system.
Now, for the average individual that would be listening to this program, they might think, oh, my goodness, this is just going to cost a fortune. Dr. Hartford is not conveniently available. What does a person do? How do you determine the toxicity level in your body? What is it that you do? Because wellness is an ongoing project. This
Correct.
Is something we have to be alert to.
Correct. And there are several things you can do. Number one, if you are really ill, I mean, if you're suffering with something and, you know, you're at that point that, oh my gosh, I've tried everything and feeling hopeless, then absolutely find an integrated wellness practitioner. There are many websites out there. You can contact me through my website. It's just drhartford.com. There are many websites out there, though, that I can direct you to, and we'll try to find a doctor for you in your area that does this kind of cleansing process, this metabolic cleansing. But, you know, I recommend that people, just like, you know, you wouldn't wait till your house was just disgusting before you cleaned it, you know. What you want to do is you spring clean and you get ready for fall. In fact, I had a whole group of patients come in today with aches and pains because they're cleaning the gardens for the fall. So what you want to do is twice a year do a metabolic cleansing. We have the products on our website. We also have coaches that can help people, but I don't want to push my own stuff, but I'm just saying I'm out there. There are other people that are out there. I know that these products are just such high quality, and truthfully, Donna, every morning for breakfast I have a medical food, and the reason it's called a medical food, the FDA said it could be under the 5B Orphan Drug Act, is because it makes medically diagnosable changes in your body, whether it's your blood sugar levels, your cholesterol, your triglycerides, your C-reactive protein, your body fat, your blood pressure. I mean, we will see definitive changes within 90 days that would take 2 years to get with just diet alone. So we're talking about powerful nutrients and wonderful formulations. So for me, that's my breakfast. And they're really more available than perhaps people know. So if people don't know what to do, as I said, they can go to my website or they can look, you know, call and ask for an integrated wellness practitioner in that area that does metabolic cleansing. So what we're really addressing in this country is a metabolic disease that starts with that insulin resistance that leads to type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and most of our cancers.
Exercise. You call it the elixir of youth.
Yes.
I think it's mandatory. I think it takes the fog out of the brain. I think it's a great stress reliever. I enjoy exercising. I know a lot of people don't.
Yes.
Why is it the elixir of youth?
Oh, my gosh. You know, and again, our whole program is about reversing the aging process, the accelerated aging process. So that's why I talk about youth. That's why my office is called Longevity and Vitality Center. We all want to live long and we all want to feel good, right? We want to feel youthful. So the reason exercise does that is exercise is truly the only thing I've ever found that reverses all 12 of the biomarkers of aging. It will have an effect on every aspect of aging. And what we did, because I know some people say, well, I'm not comfortable walking into a gym or I feel like I'm too large or what have you. We have the head of fitness from Carnegie Mellon University here in Pittsburgh, and she's on our YouTube channel, and she has a whole array of exercises. You can go to your computer, you know, click on the Elixir of Life, you know, exercise the Elixir of Youth, click on that, and you're going to see Donna doing all kinds of various exercises. And then once you feel comfortable and confident, then either get into a gym or get a personal trainer or call some friends up and say, hey, guys, what do you say, you know, when we're done with dishes at the end of the night, we go for a nice, brisk 20-minute walk. You know, everything is available to people. Like, as you say, they just need to know where to get it.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think the buddy system, as you mentioned, is a very good one. I know there's ladies in our neighborhood that they will be out walking, rain, shine, it doesn't make any difference, and they just team up and off they go.
Yes.
And they really, these are women that are in their 50s and 60s, and they just are going a mile a minute. They really feel good about themselves and that the body is meant to be moved.
Absolutely.
And I think that when you don't, then it causes challenges for you, and people will say, I'm tired. Well, what have you done? Well, I've just been in front of the TV. You can't sit in front of a television for 8 to 10 hours a day or a computer and expect that your body's going to feel good.
Oh, correct. I mean, the stagnation it creates, the energetic stagnation it creates, but also the lymphatic stagnation and the circulatory stagnation. I mean, as you say, we are meant to move. We are meant to be up. We are meant to be moving. And the more exercise you do, the more exercise you're going to want to do. I mean, it changes the biochemistry. Remember, the one aspect of health is biochemical. It will change your biochemistry. Your body makes every drug known to man. We just have to make sure that we understand how we program it to create that drug. And exercise will do that. It shoots those endorphins up. And, you know, 5-10 minutes into an exercise routine, you're going to feel different. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel energetic. You're going to feel empowered. So if you've never done any exercise before, as I said, Donna is so good. Just go there and watch her and follow her instructions. You're going to connect with muscles you forgot were even there. And it just makes such a world of difference in your day.
It really does. Let's talk about body shapes for a moment, because
you
have some in your book you call the thyroid body type, the adrenal, the liver toxicity body types, reproductive hormone body type. What enabled you to make this, and the metabolic syndrome body type, what enabled you to make this evaluation? What are the standards that enabled you to make these, what do I want to say, assessments?
Yes, you know, it's funny. Remember, again, back in the day, I mean, I'm 54 years old, and my biological age right now is 33, and I'm really trying to get it back to 27, because, you know, we can measure biological age, which is really exciting, because everything we do in this program has to be measurable. If it's measurable, then we can affect the change. You want to see it reverse.
How can you measure it?
Well, you measure your Tufts University, when it came out with these indicators, these biomarkers of aging, they said, you know, the average 27-year-old heart has this blood pressure. The average 27-year-old body has this level of body fat. So that is going to give us a biological age. And they did this for every age up to age 100. So what we can do is something called a bioimpedance analysis. That's going to give us your body fat percentage, lean muscle mass. It's also going to tell me your level of toxicity, where you're holding your fluids. And then we combine that with your blood pressure, your waist-to-hip ratio, and let me see, so that's your strength. So those, I think, are the five indicators there, and your water, of course, your hydration level. And then we determine exactly what your biological age is. As we're going through this program, we continue to reassess you so that we know we're going in the right direction. But when you look at the body shapes, and these are very important. And when I was a kid, you know, my doctor, and I talk about Dr. Pasek in the book, and he was a PCP. I mean, he was a medical doctor, lovely, lovely man. And when I would go in there, he would look at me, and he would talk to me. And, you know, your doctors from back in the day did that, and we still do that. Your integrated wellness, you know, practitioners still want to see you. We're going to watch how you walk. We're going to see how you carry your shoulders. We're going to see how your thumbs are turned. If you're looking at body fat, well, where are you carrying it? And over time, research has shown us that this is what we're going to be looking at clinically. In other words, if you see this, this, and this, you know, put these three things together, chances are we're looking at thyroid stress. Now, it's interesting, and the reason I grabbed thyroid is so many women have all the symptoms of thyroid, but they'll go to their doctor, and the doctor will take blood, and they'll say, but, you know, your blood levels are normal.
Mm-hmm.
You've got normal thyroid blood levels. But what they fail to understand is when we have these endocrine disruptors, and one of the big ones is xenoestrogens, which I mentioned earlier, you know, those drugs that are in the water with us. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have those, your hormones can't do their job. So it's like a lock and key system. They can't get in there. And so you have all these hormones in the blood, and your blood test is going to show that. Your thyroid is pumping them out furiously, but they have nowhere to go. There are no parking places if you're looking at them as cars. They can't get into a parking spot. Therefore, they can't activate the cell. You have all the symptoms. Your doctor's saying your blood values are normal. So until your thyroid burns out, the doctor's not going to be able to diagnose that. Remember, his job is to diagnose and treat disease. Whereas if you come into an office such as mine, and I'm seeing a thyroid body type, you know, carrying that body weight straight up and down, the thumbs are turned in toward your legs whenever you're walking, you're exhausted all the time, your hair's falling out, you're freezing, then I'm going to know that I need, and you're going to bring me blood work. Everybody brings me blood work, and they're going to say, you know, my doctor says I'm normal, but truly, and I think, you know, we have a story about Melody in the book as well. She came to me, said, I'm dying. Your job is to stop that. You know, it's the same kind of thing. These women really feel like they just want to go to bed and never get up. Mm-hmm. So what we have to do is go in and get rid of the toxins that are attached to those receptor sites, free up the receptor sites, boost the thyroid, at least support it with some nutrients because it's getting pretty burned out and tired, and now your body can utilize all the hormones your thyroid's creating. So that's a, you know, in my world, when I look at body types and body shapes, that's very normal conversation for us. So that, and that isn't mine. This comes from, you know, years and years and years of physicians of all types looking at the body saying, wow, I'm seeing this, this, and this. Chances are we got that going on.
Now, you have a cookbook.
Yes.
That goes along with Fit, Fun, and Fabulous at Any Age. And you've got a 12-week rejuvenation program that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
And targeting the right vitamins for the self. I think for many people, they hear about this, that, or the other, and they'll say, well, this is the hottest stuff right now. Well, maybe it's not what's right for you. And I think that that is a big challenge, and your book addresses a great deal of that. But I wanted to talk about some of these recipes in here, because you've oriented them towards an anti-inflammation pattern.
Correct.
Why is this so important?
Well, inflammation is really the base cause of most diseases that we see. We create an inflammatory lifestyle by being heavy on our carbohydrates, heavy on our meats, heavy on our acid ash foods is what it really is. And a lot of acidity for the body will create inflammation. Inflammation causes swelling and pain. Most people who come to chiropractors have what? Swelling and pain. So when we started to look at this deeper, we really realized, wait, there are certain foods that contribute greatly to this. And again, that's not all my information. There are great researchers out there that have written, and that's one thing I stress in the book as well, Donna. You know, all of this information could be a book in and of itself. Every chapter could be a book. And what I've tried to do is put it into a lifestyle approach so people can easily utilize it. So when it comes to, I found two things when I'd have the program in my office. My patients would say, well, now I don't know what to cook for my family. I didn't make those recipes. Melody, the woman who came to me, said, I'm dying. In fact, she's lost 151 pounds, I believe it is. You know,
whoa!
She came, yeah, a lot. She came to me saying, I'm dying, you've got to change that. She happens to be a certified organic chef. She created the cookbook, and so she put together, you know, recipes that are anti-inflammatory in nature, but that are family-friendly and food-friendly and, you know, gathering-friendly, so that if you're having a group of people over for dinner, you can easily, you know, make a you know, Mexican chocolate tofu pudding and have it for dessert, that kind of thing. So
mm-hmm.
She did a beautiful, beautiful job there. The other thing I always heard from patients is, it's so hard for me to stay on track if I'm not seeing you. And they don't need to see me chiropractically that often. So what I created was a journal to help them have accountability and self-responsibility. And then when we run group programs, we'll have an accountability buddy. Like you said, the buddy system is so powerful. So we have someone that just keeps us accountable. And when we feel like we're getting weak, we just call them like, I'm having a really bad day. And then they can sort of pick you up and get you, you know, sound the charge so that you can continue to go forward. And then the third thing that people really struggled with was stress. So we created a meditation CD that just walks you gently through those energy centers of the body and the emotions that are attached to them, so that people can just start their day sort of exhaling, you know. Rather than waiting to exhale, they start the day exhaling and relax. They can journal in their journal. They have recipes already available for them, and they don't have to think terribly, terribly hard about it. They just have to apply this in their life.
Well, the cookbook is great, and there's a Philo and Fita Bake that I'll probably share with my audience. But, Dr. Hartford, we're out of time.
Oh, I'm so glad to be with you, and I'm so sorry it went so quickly.
It does. It just, when you're sharing good things, that's what always happens. Now, people, just go to your website, drhartford.com, correct?
Correct. Dr. Hartford, just like Connecticut or insurance, drhartford.com, and everything is right there. And if you, you know, didn't understand or need clarity, you can just hit the Contact Us button, and we'll get there. We also send out a newsletter with a lot of information. If they're looking for some more information, they can just sign up for that. But truly, I hope everybody really starts to take responsibility for their life, because the truth is, Donna, insurance is going to start covering emergency care, and we're going to be responsible for our own lives. So I hope this information will help. Yeah, you're right. We should be.
We really should be because we're very fortunate to live in a country where we have an abundance of food, and we can make choices. So for those of you that want to enter into the fall period, you're getting ready, your kids are going back to school, maybe you're going to be signing up for college courses, Fit, Fun, and Fabulous. This is a wonderful publication. It really gives you an insight as to what you can do for yourself. And more than that, there's a great cookbook that goes with it, too. So it's a powerful package, and I guarantee you, you will feel better just by becoming aware of how you can take charge of your own life. Dr. Hartford, thank you so much for being with me today. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you, Donna. Bye-bye.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome, and telephone lines are now open. There's a toll-free worldwide number of 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, quick like a bunny, I want to let you know who's coming on next week. We've got a great lineup of people. We're going to be talking about crystal skulls on Monday, yes. And Joshua Shapiro is a man that I've had the privilege of meeting, and I have actually met his crystal skulls. And they're all sizes, all kinds of materials from around the world. So we're going to have an interesting time on Monday. And then we're going to be talking with Carla Hannaford on smart moves. And this is about working and educating with children. On the 31st, there is going to be a Best of Donna show, and or maybe a surprise guest. We have got something going on the 31st, so we'll see what comes up. That's going to be an unusual situation. And then On Thursday, Creating My Obituary, Russell Shippey is going to be my guest. And then Step Aside, Superwoman, Christine Brown Quinn is going to be coming up. And, of course, the newsletter is going to be going out next week, and you'll be having all of the lowdown and information. It'll be put on BBS about the guests and a little bit of a write-up about them, so you'll know what's happening. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. Potentially, there is a trip coming up to Southern California, so for those of you who are listening, if you want to get my email newsletter or find out what my schedule is, then just stay in touch with me via email, and we'll be able to do that quite nicely and easily. But I'll also be doing a mailing for those that are on my mailing list. I have a quote here, and I liked it. It was sent by Elizabeth Sherrill. She said, "What is charity? It is silence when your words would hurt. It is patience when your neighbors curt. It is deafness when a scandal flows. It is thoughtfulness for others' woes. It is promptness when a duty calls. It is courage when misfortune falls." Hold good thoughts for all the people on the East Coast. Hurricane Irene is really a doozy, and let's just hope that she burns out before she hits the heavily populated areas. We have had quite a few things hit our country in this last year, and actually the last couple of years. Those hurricanes have really presented some challenges, as well as some other storms that have gone on into various areas of the United States. So our hearts and prayers are with all of those people who are sitting by very anxiously waiting to see what Mother Nature is going to give them. I wanted to share this beautiful poem. I'm looking at a magnificent photograph of wisteria and beautiful, beautiful flowers in a garden and arches just covered with blooms. And this is such a magnificent illustration in front of me. Summer sets up her tent in a backyard gallery of blue skies and fragrant flowers and a canopy of trees as chickadees and mourning doves all chirp together in song. Beautiful poem by Cheryl Damon. So I wanted to share that with you. Oh, also, I was going to share a couple of recipes with you because my guest, Dr. Hartford, in her cookbook, she has a phyllo and feta bake. This is really, really good. And then I've got something for spicy corn. I don't know about you, but in our neighborhood, our stores are carrying locally grown corn. Absolutely sweet as candy. It's just delicious. Well, I've got a recipe here for charred ginger chili corn. Now, I like corn right off the cob, but maybe you want to do something different, especially if you're going to be having a barbecue. So I've got a little bit of that that I wanted to share with you today. So have that pad of paper handy and just be ready for something that is going to be really tasty. So I think you'll enjoy both recipes. They're really, really simple ones, so it won't take much to do it. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Now, there are creatures that are in inland saltwater areas. And in Queensland, Australia, there were crabs that fell from the sky 50 miles away from the ocean. In Arizona, a single clam fell in a desert there. And starfish from Florida fell in Minnesota over 2,000 miles away. Also in England, seafood fell from the sky for just under 30 minutes in Cromer Gardens Road, Worcester. Millions of periwinkles, snails, hermit crabs, and an unidentified type of crab dropped through trees and slipped off roofs and awnings, making it impossible for people to walk in the street without stepping on this slippery mass of marine life. And, of course, it's easy to lose your balance. Now, the housewives, with their sense of thrift, collected all of the edible creatures and cooked them for dinner. They said, are we going to ignore the gift from the sky? Mm-mm. Now, the phenomena covered 1 square mile in Cromer Gardens, and it was, they said, literally tons of these marine creatures. Now, there are people that call themselves experts. How did this happen? How can all of this life at different times fall out of the middle of the sky? Doesn't have a cloud in it. What's going on? Well, they thought it might have been the result of a water spout, which had sucked up sea life from a tide that was 50 miles away. However, there was someone that was writing an article for a magazine called Land and Water. It's a naturalist magazine. And they said, you know, the water spout had been very choosy in its selection, leaving behind a number of different species as well as seaweed, shells, and sand. So they honestly could not figure out where this had come from or why. They just don't know. Mother Nature does some strange things in life, and you can never figure out what she's going to bring you in the way of the unique and the unusual. So I wanted to share that with you today. That is something I have never experienced, but I do know of some people that have in different parts of the world. And I think in England they had some frogs that fell out of the sky. Okay, if you got that pad of paper handy and a pen, let me give you a couple of recipes here. The phyllo and feta bake is really tasty. I enjoy feta cheese because it has a tartness to it, to my taste buds. And it's really, really good. Now, this is something that Dr. Hartford called an anti-inflammatory type of a meal. Inflammation, they have found, is a direct cause for heart problems, for arterial situations. And it has a great deal to do with what we eat and our lifestyle, if we're sedentary or whatever. But here is the recipe. I know you'll like it. It's really good. You need a pound of Greek feta cheese. Pound of Greek feta cheese, and of course you want to crumble it. You're going to need 3 cups of cottage cheese, 3 cups of cottage cheese, 3 large eggs, 3 large eggs, 1/3 cup of fresh dill, and that's to be chopped up, 1/4 cup of Romano cheese, that needs to be grated, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, you want to grate that, fresh nutmeg is really good, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. You're going to need 1 pound box of phyllo dough, you can get that in the freezer section at your store, and 1 1/2 cups, 3 sticks of butter. And then you might want to have some honey. Greek honey has its own particular flavor. Now, your oven is going to be heated to 375 degrees. And in your food processor, you want to combine your feta, your cottage cheese, your eggs, your dill, 2 tablespoons of your grated Romano cheese, and then your nutmeg and your pepper. And you just pulse it. You can also use a big bowl if you don't have a Cuisinart or something like that, a big bowl and a fork. You want to mix it very well, but you want it chunky. You don't want it to get real smooth. Then you take and sprinkle. You're going to be using a Bundt pan. You sprinkle 2 tablespoons of the Romano cheese that's left into your Bundt pan. You drape a sheet of the phyllo dough on the top, and you poke a hole into the phyllo where the center of the tube is and push the phyllo into the pan. You're going to line the pan with this. And you do it with another phyllo sheet, but place it perpendicular to the first sheet. And you keep adding the phyllo sheets in crisscross manners until all of the sheets of the 1 pound package are used. Now, the edges of your phyllo dough are going to hang over the edges of the pan. And something that you might want to do is brush them. You've got to make sure your phyllo dough stays moist. So you might want to put a little bit of a butter on the phyllo dough when you're doing this. Then you want to take your cheese filling, pour it into the pan, and then take the phyllo edges and put it over the filling. And then you take a sharp knife and poke a lot of holes, at least 20, in your dough, reaching all the way to the bottom of the pan. And then you slowly pour the melted butter, 1.5 cups of butter, over your torte. And some of the butter is going to go right through the holes, and some of it will remain on the top of the dough. Now you're going to put it on a baking sheet, your Bundt pan, bake it for 1 hour and 15 minutes, and your torte is going to get nice and puffy and golden. And you want to, once it's baked, you want to leave it in the pan, and it should stay there for about 1 to 2 hours before you turn it over onto a platter and slice it. Now, it's going to stay warm for quite a while. And you serve it with honey, if you like. And that's one recipe. The other recipe I've got is using fresh corn. This is so delicious. And it makes 2 to 4 servings. You're going to need 3 tablespoons of oil, 3 cups of fresh corn kernels that are just cut from the cob. That's about 4 or 5 cubs of corn. And you're going to need 2 1/2 tablespoons of fresh ginger, 1 medium jalapeno chili. You want to seed it and mince it. That's going to be about 2 tablespoons. 4 large garlic cloves. You mince them up. And a little bit of salt and freshly ground pepper. So simple. This is so good. You heat your skillet. Need a heavy skillet over high heat until it's just really beginning to smoke. Then you add your oil. That is heating real fast. Toss in your corn. Spread it out evenly. Don't crowd it. Let it sit for at least a minute to allow it to char. That's what you want. And it's going to sort of pop. Then you stir in your ginger, your chili. Allow the corn to char. Don't stir it very much. About a minute. And then the corn is done when a fourth to a third of the kernels are flecked with brown. That's the charring. Stir in your garlic, remove from heat, add salt and pepper to taste, and you got it going. Two delicious, delicious dishes that I know you will enjoy. Now, this is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. If you want to give me a call and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, call 888-627-6008. And I've got a story for you about how you should never lose hope. And you'll have to stay tuned to find out the rest of the story. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. Four out of the last eight Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone number 888-627-6008. And let's see, what am I? I wanted to share this story with you because there is a marvelous woman who overcame obstacles with the help of some other people that a lot of us, I don't know that we would have been able to do it. There is a wonderful woman by the name of Heather, and when she was pregnant with her little girl, she was having these horrific migraines. She was fainting. Her doctor checked on her. He said, well, you know, pregnancy can cause some unusual situations, but she was finding her legs were in pain. She didn't have the energy to do anything. This was a very difficult pregnancy. Well, she thought, once I have the baby, everything should be fine. However, that wasn't the case. When she gave birth to her baby girl, she hemorrhaged. She was very, very, very much in a dangerous situation. Her vital signs finally stabilized, and she was good. But when she went home, she could barely function. She was having these horrific migraines. She just could not do anything. And she was hurting so badly, her brain felt like it was in a fog. The doctor said, well, you probably have depression, which isn't unusual after women have babies. And he gave her Prozac, but she said, I'm not depressed. My body, you know, isn't feeling good. And I wanted to be a mother more than anything else in the world. Well, she went to more than one physician. She went to internists, she went to neurologists, she went to rheumatologists. Nobody had answers for her at all. Well, her sister-in-law had the habit of scouring the internet for information. She was really good at doing research. One of the children in the family that had been born was diagnosed with a thyroid condition, and her sister-in-law was just constantly looking for information, anything. She was just really good at doing this. Well, she calls up Heather, and she said, "I think I know what's wrong with you." She said, "What do you mean? What do you think is wrong with me?" She said, "I think you have Sheehan's syndrome." She said, "It's a condition where the pituitary gland, the control center for the body's hormone production, shuts down due to excessive loss of blood during childbirth," which is exactly what had happened to Heather. "It caused severe fatigue, would make nursing impossible, slow mental function." Heather was listening to her sister-in-law, and she goes, "Wow, that sounds just like me." So what she found out is that she needed to see an endocrinologist. And she was just miserable. The time she went in to see the doctor, she couldn't do anything. She was so exhausted. She was in such bad shape that she thought she was dying. It took him 36 hours to do testing on her. She hardly remembers any of it because she was unconscious through a great deal of it. However, she eventually, after the 36 hours, her eyes opened, and she thought, "Well, I'm still alive. I'm still here." After all the tests, the doctor said, "You do have Sheehan's syndrome, and with hormone therapy and thyroid medication, she was going to be fine." Well, she found that she was able to get back to a normal life. She found, because of a sister-in-law that was willing to do homework, check out things, there was an answer to the problem. And Heather decided she was going to write about it, and she works for a particular newspaper. And she said, "I wanted to let other women know that they're not alone. Things happen." And she has found a number of mothers who have gotten in touch with her because they've encountered the same kind of complications during childbirth. Now, Heather has a wonderful attitude. She said, "Something good can come from everything." She said, "I have my life back. I finally get to be the mom I want to be. So I say, no matter how hopeless things seem, keep hoping." And that is important. But what is also important to remember about her story is that there was action taken. There were questions asked. She did try to do the best that she could. And because of someone else that was even better at doing research and had the energy to do it, an answer was found. And she finally got to that right specialist that could help her be well. So I wanted to share that with you. Also, I don't know about you, but if you are a person that watches TV a lot and you're watching the news and you listen to all the rhetoric that's on the news stations, you're going to feel like life isn't worth living. The apocalypse is going to have to happen day after tomorrow, and the world is going you know where in a handbasket really fast. You need to make a shift. You need to be able to put your mind in the state that you want it to be in. If you want to be positive, you've got to start reading information that is. Now, there's a couple of sites, happynews.com or dailygood.org. Happynews.com or dailygood.org. Remember, there are billions of people on this planet, and there's a lot of good going on. Doesn't take much to emphasize the bad. Let's turn it around and focus on what is good. And count your blessings. Also, get out and go for a walk. The weather's decent. Get out and move, and you're going to find that you will take so much stress off yourself. It just does wonderful things. And also, visualize a happy future. Visualize it. I don't care what kind of garbage is going on right now in what part of the world, wherever you might be. You need to be able to look at life and say, okay, this is pretty crappy right now, but by golly, I can see where it can be different, and work with that orientation. It will make a difference. See, your mind is the most powerful asset and resource you've got. What you do with your mind is either going to build your life or it's going to destroy it. So you want to make sure that you are in charge, just like with your health. When we were talking with Dr. Hartford earlier, we all know the mess with the healthcare system. $10,000 a day in the hospital minimum. So what are you going to do? You're going to take the initiative, take care of yourself, take personal responsibility. That's what the young lady I told you the story about did. She took charge to the best of her capacity. And the other people around her helped. Don't be afraid to ask questions, and don't be afraid to ask people to help you find out what you need to know. Whatever's going on in your life, remember, there is always that opportunity. There always is the hope and the action going along with the hope that makes the reality of change that we need to do and to create this world and make it even better than it is at this moment. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you have the master. You are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless wherever you are. Be safe, be well. If you're on the East Coast, take care. And we'll be with you on Monday, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.